T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk a little more Hawks basketball. Sarah Spencer, she covers the Hawks for the AJC. You can find her on Twitter at Sarah_K_Spence. You can read her handiwork at AJC.com/sports. And she's kind enough to join us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Sarah, let's start. This team's lost 10 straight at home. How bad do they need a win today?
Yeah, pretty desperately. You can't lose in your own building 10 straight times. That's just something that it's disappointing for them, and I know it's disappointing for, you know, all of the fans who are going to those home games and the franchise overall. Even struggling and even bad teams don't lose 10 times at all in their own building. So the Hawks definitely need to dig deep and get a win tonight or soon at home, because you can't not have a win in your own building since November 22nd. That's just not going to do it when it comes to, you know, the context of home games and also just overall them wanting to turn it around. They've got to start turning it around, because, you know, as much as the past month has been tough on them with roster turmoil, and that's valid stuff, and it's stuff that you can't exactly control with COVID stuff, injuries. They were definitely hit very hard. But you're at a point right now, if the Hawks want to do what they want to do and get to the postseason and have some success there, you got to start turning it around now, because you really don't want to go into the All-Star break on a low note. And just simply when you look at the standings, the Hawks need to start making up some ground sooner rather than later.
Sarah, I want to get your take on what you see in these late game situations. I'd really hoped that we had kind of got all the late game meltdowns out of their system a year ago, because, you know, once Nate McMillan took over, I thought that team played a lot better in late game situations. Yet here we are. We're back to seeing these late game situations just slip away. I talked earlier about the Knicks and the Heat last week being two winnable games. Hawks couldn't finish at the end. What are you seeing in these late game situations?
Yeah, you know, I actually spoke to John Collins about this. I recently started a podcast called The Hawks Report, and I spoke to him about this kind of same issue for the podcast. And one thing that John echoed, that Bogey had actually said when the Hawks were on that West Coast road trip recently, is that, you know, just because you won last year, just because you have been winning, that doesn't mean you're going to keep winning. You can't rest on that. You can't have that in your mind at all, really. You know, that success is great, but you have to immediately forget about it. And unfortunately, the Hawks are kind of having to learn the same lesson twice in order to, you know, they'll have to learn that lesson again if they want to turn it around this year. And a lot of it does stem from late game execution. For a while there, they were just simply down. But the past two games against Miami and against the Knicks, they were in those games late. It just comes down to communication and execution down the stretch. And a lot of that is decision-making. Again, make sure you're communicating with your teammates when it comes to defense, when it comes to switches, anything like that, who's got who, that kind of stuff. But then also, you know, making sure you don't rush shots, making sure that you're making that defense work late into the shot clock. Don't give the defense any kind of break. You want to make it as hard on them as possible. And I think if Nate McMillan talked about that too, they've all talked about it. It's now it's just doing it and making sure in those late game situations, there's no rush, there's no panic, there's no lack of communication. And if all of those things, if they can get those things right and get them to converge, they are, I know it's two losses, so you can't be too encouraged by it. But they have been in those games. They've been playing with more urgency, more energy. And that's a little bit of a positive. So if they can get it right down the stretch, which obviously they're hoping they can, then they might be able to get this thing turned around a little bit. But obviously you can't just talk about it. You know, you got to go do it.
Sarah Spencer, she covers the Hawks for the AJC, and she's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So you touched on something there that I had talked about earlier, the communication and being vocal, especially on the defensive end of the floor. Do the Hawks have that? Is there a real vocal leader on this team?
You know, I think they have the potential to have it in John sometimes. Clint's injured right now. Clint's a little bit of a soft-spoken guy off the court, but he does have the ability to use his voice on the court. You know, DeAndre Hunter is kind of a quiet guy, but he's gifted defensively as well. I think they have the potential for it. And those three guys I just named have played basically no games together this season because of, again, injuries, COVID stuff, just stuff that's outside your control. But at this point, when Clint comes back, I think, yes, you do need that defensive vocal leader, but I think you also just need to know each other's tendencies. And it doesn't have to be one guy. It really needs to kind of be everybody. So I think, although it is important to have that defensive leader, I think it's just important for everybody to just err on the side of almost over-communicating, you know, and just get into that habit. And I think if the Hawks can get that, I think it will help them overall, but particularly late in games where they've been in those games, it's just a matter of a handful of plays or even just, you know, giving some encouragement to a teammate and, you know, making sure that stuff doesn't kind of snowball like it did in that fourth quarter against the Knicks. That was a 3-point game with about 4 minutes to play. And then all of a sudden at the 2-minute mark, it's like a 14-point game. Or a 13-point game. So it's stuff like that where you kind of have to just use your voice and give some encouragement and be really clear down the stretch.
So what's the latest on Clint Capela?
Yeah, Clint's going to be out for tonight, which is definitely a bummer because as much as Clint has been kind of struggling with some heel pain this season and he hasn't been finishing around the rim as well as he did last year, like Clint still majorly, majorly anchors the Hawks in the paint. And it's kind of wild how much Clint cleans up for the Hawks right around the rim and in the paint. So not having Clint, that is a big one. You're going to give more minutes to Onyeka Okongwu, who's definitely showing a lot of potential, but, you know, still young and still kind of learning some things and figuring some things out. So sometimes he'll get in foul trouble a little bit here or there, but overall he has really flashed a lot of potential and is playing well. So a few more minutes there for him. John Collins playing a little bit of a small ball five as well. And then Bogey will be out for the Hawks as well tonight. And, you know, that's two typical starters. So again, some stuff that's outside of your control, but the Hawks are at the point right now where they have enough depth. It's not like it was, you know, 3 weeks ago when the COVID just insanity was really, really kind of wearing through this roster. They are at the point right now where they have the bodies to make up for it here and there when guys are out.
Sarah Spencer from the AJC talking Hawks with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The trade deadline coming up February 10th. How active is this team between now and the deadline?
Well, I think something that general manager Travis Schlenk said is that obviously when the Cam Reddish trade went down and it came out that Cam had more or less kind of asked out in the summer, wanting to go somewhere for a bigger role. And then you saw this year Cam didn't have the biggest role. Some of that might have been playing. Some of that might be, you know, him having asked out. I think that moving Cam, they got Kevin Knox, although he'll probably be kind of toward the end of the bench, and they also got a pick to potentially work with if they want to. So they do have a pick there as another asset, but I think honestly just kind of sometimes you make like a little tweak, and even if it's not, you know, oh, the Hawks got XYZ player in return, sometimes you just make a little bit of a tweak, and sometimes just the nature of a change can sometimes give you a mental jolt a little bit. So I think that's what Travis has said. They're trying to see if that can happen before making determinations before the trade deadline. So that is why they did that move a little bit earlier than maybe people were expecting. And then I think a lot of how active they are, this is just my opinion, I think a lot of how active they are will come down to how they play over the next week or two. See if that tweak helped. Overall, just see how they are performing. And if it looks like they're starting to turn the corner and make some improvements that they needed, otherwise, yes, that you might see a more active Hawks at the trade deadline, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Sarah Spencer from the AJC. Hey, quickly, tell us about your podcast again. I'm assuming it's available on all the major podcast platforms.
Yes, yes. I feel like I said the phrase, wherever you get your podcasts, like so many over the past few days. But yeah, it's available wherever you get your podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff. It's called Hawks Report. The first episode came out today, and I'm just like, I'm so over the moon excited about it. We're really kind of putting some muscle behind it and really working hard on it. And the first episode is with John Collins, and he was so candid and really, really funny. For our first episode, opened up about a lot of stuff about how he feels about his role, how the team is doing right now. So it's a really cool medium where you get actually like a lot of time with these guys to sit down. So we'll have, you know, players on, we'll have experts from around the league, and I'm just so excited. And it's called Hawks Report. So wherever you get your podcast, there will be.
Sarah, I am clicking subscribe right now. Appreciate it as always. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Sarah Spencer, she covers the Hawks for the AJC. You can check her out, AJC.com. Also, the podcast, Hawks Report. She's been with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.